In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What on earth are we doing here tonight? Why are we here? Yes, it's Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent. But really, we could ask ourselves that question any Sunday or holy day that we come to church. Why are we here? What are we looking for? What do we want? And Jesus knows that we want things. We hear from him in chapter 6 of Matthew's Gospel this evening. And the portion the church doesn't have us reading, pulled out from the middle of today's Gospel passage, is what we call the Lord's Prayer, which Jesus proceeds by saying that God, quote, knows what you need before you ask him. And then we get all that stuff about what those supposedly very pious people that Jesus calls hypocrites do, giving alms with great fanfare, letting everyone know that they're fasting, offering long prayers on the street corner. In a sense, today's gospel passage does not fit 21st century New England especially well. It assumes a culture where religious piety is held in high esteem, and thus shows of great piety would be expected to bring great respect and admiration from others. You won't be surprised when I say that this is not generally the case in contemporary Providence. The only city I've ever lived where I've seen more Darwin fish than Jesus fish on car bumpers. So for today's passage to resonate with us, we have to focus not on its specifics, but on the deeper question, what do we want? In today's passage from Matthew, Jesus condemns people he calls hypocrites. And in this context, he means those who claim to want one thing, but are in fact seeking another. They say they want God's love, blessing, acceptance, but what they really want is the adulation of other people. And according to Jesus, they get what they're after. He says, truly I tell you, they have received their reward. They got what it was they really wanted. The problem is that they should have wanted something different than they did. They wanted to feed their egos, while they should have sought closeness to God. In today's society, in 21st century America, where do we go to have our ego needs met? Social media is one good bet. The problem is, it mostly doesn't work. The evidence is mixed on whether Facebook and its ilk make us happier or sadder, but what seems most important is how we use them. As with the hypocrites described by Jesus, what we are striving for is what matters. Jesus doesn't say that it was all that praying that harmed the hypocrites. It was what they were trying to achieve that was the problem. They were looking for the adulation of others, and you know what? They got it. But that didn't make them whole. It didn't bring peace deep down in their souls. If we post pictures of all the fantastic things we're doing in our lives on Facebook, are we doing so because it will deepen our relationship with friends and family members? Or because it will get us likes from semi-strangers and allow us to feel as though we are living well by impressing others? In truth, no number of likes will render our lives more meaningful or joyful, just as no number of impressed onlookers would have done so for someone offering loud and lengthy prayers on a Jerusalem street corner 2,000 years ago. And one thing does seem clear to the experts. Spending time casually browsing the Facebook pages of people with whom we are not close, what psychologists have termed social snacking, I love that term, does make us less happy, because we see our lives as tame by comparison. What do we want? What do we want by coming here tonight? A better question might be, what should we want? Jesus actually gives us the answer to that question in some detail in the Lord's Prayer, which we will say together in about 15 minutes. But a good summary might be this. In coming here tonight, we should seek to be closer to God and in turn be a blessing to God's people. We will receive ashes on our foreheads in a few minutes, not because that will impress people we pass on Westminster Street after the service. If anything, it might get us a few funny looks. No, we will receive ashes on our forehead to remind us that we are mortal, and no matter how we may succeed or fail in this life, and most of us will do a bit of both, in the end, our souls will return to the God who created us to give and receive love as long as we walk this earth. Amen.